Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 8th. Millions in the U.S. have their eyes to the skies to see the total solar eclipse today. It's a big deal, considering that an eclipse like this won't be visible across the U.S. until August 2044. The celestial event kicked off with a partial eclipse in Mexico, where the moon appears to take a big bite out of the sun. And depending on where you are, NASA says that phase can last about 70 to 80 minutes. But look for changes in the sky as it nears totality. One expert says the breathtaking phases occur within the final moments of totality, when the moon begins to cross in front of the sun. CNN's Kristen Fisher is at a huge watch party at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. She breaks down the excitement surrounding the eclipse.
One, the duration of totality, twice as long as what it was during the last total solar eclipse back in 2017. And then the other really cool thing is that the sun is almost reaching its peak cycle of activity.
The spectacular light show brought moon gazers around the world to the U.S., like Lan Song Yue from Beijing, who arrived in Dallas, flew to Chicago, and drove to Indianapolis.
I think the solar eclipse is the most amazing astronomical phenomenon on the Earth. So I'm coming for this.
One family traveled from Tampa, Florida to Niagara Falls, New York to view the eclipse.
Well, actually, we did the one in 2017 in South Carolina, and it was just great, just watching those 4 minutes of just the sky going dark.
And another family who also viewed the 2017 eclipse traveled to Kerrville, Texas.
We had family in San Antonio who invited us out to visit, and family from everywhere, Baltimore, Chicago, Tennessee, everywhere came out to join and have the celebration.
The rare natural phenomenon also has some people hoping for supernatural results.
Well, you feel the healing energy.
That's Riska Lineweber, the co-owner of a self-described holistic company specializing in natural therapies. Here's a look at some of the other news we're following today. At least 94 people have died and 26 are missing after a ferry boat capsized off the northern coast of Mozambique. That's according to an official from the country's Maritime Transport Institute. An administrator for the institute said the vessel was an overloaded fishing boat, not licensed to carry people. He added that initial reports indicate the boat was hit by a tidal wave. State broadcaster TVM, citing another local maritime administrator, said the passengers were fleeing a cholera outbreak. The disease has been plaguing southern Africa since last year. It's marked by sudden and acute diarrhea, usually contracted by contaminated drinking water, and can be life-threatening if untreated within hours. Unlike breast and colon cancer, there is currently no early detection test for pancreatic cancer. Finding it early before the cancer cells have spread could help increase patients' chances of survival. Pancreatic cancer accounts for just 3% of new cancer cases in the U.S., but it's the third leading cause of cancer deaths. Researchers are investigating methods like blood-based liquid biopsy tests to catch this earlier, but many studies are still in the early phases. One team from the City of Hope Comprehensive Cancer Center has developed a liquid biopsy test that was found to detect 97% of stage 1 and stage 2 pancreatic cancers in hundreds of volunteers. The research has not been published in a peer-reviewed journal, but is a promising sign of early detection innovation. Coming up, a Marvel and Disney actor sentenced.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome back. Actor Jonathan Majors has been sentenced to a 52-week mandatory in-person domestic violence prevention program. He was convicted in December of one count of reckless assault in the third degree and a non-criminal charge of harassment as a violation. The charges resulted from a domestic dispute with his former girlfriend, who delivered a victim impact statement saying Majors caused her, quote, extreme physical and emotional pain. Majors has starred in Disney's Marvel franchise in Creed 3. That's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.